This one is just an instrumental piece, sort of geared towards the 12 string. And for lack of a better name, I call it Exercise in G for the 12 string guitar. Or actually, Exercise in G on two strings for the 12 string guitar. For those of you who I've been showing the scale on two strings, this whole thing is just on those two strings. And it's sort of an exercise with that scale. And challenge you before I leave to come up with something with it too. It's one thing just to play a scale, and it's another thing to do something with it. So this is just sort of here. I'll do what I can with it. When it's a little cold in here, my fingers don't feel like they're moving the way they could. But the sun's in my eyes and the wind's too strong and the strings are old and the chair is creaky and everything else is wrong too, so I can't complain. Ask Betsy to come up and play the next song. Because she's learned it. She's learned it since we got here. And I've got three hymns I'd like to do for you, and two are in the same key, so I usually sort of meld them together somehow. I don't know if they have anything to do with each other. All hymns do in a way, because they're all to the same person. The same one. But I guess I'll just do them or recognize them. You've heard of them, I suppose, but I like. just instrumentals, and I used to do a couple more. Because the way, the less times I have to put the capo back on and off, the less I have to retune, so the more I can just play.
Did you do
I'll do that when I get the capo back on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know any classical guitar?
That's okay. This works pretty well. I like to do a song for you that has been haunting me in a way, because it sounds familiar, sort of, but I don't know. It's like the problem always when you're writing songs is you wonder how much is really new and how much is just sort of a digesting of what you've heard and just sort of comes out. Like last semester, or two semesters ago, it is by now, last year at Olaf, I was taking a music theory course, and all semester I'd been singing Handel and Brahms songs in my voice lessons. And so naturally, when it came time to write a composition project at the end of the semester, it was a combination of Handel and Brahms. And didn't work at all. But I sort of wonder how much of what comes out is just what comes in and how much is really new. And you can never really know that. You can never know that with anything, from music to poetry to anything. And I guess we're all influenced, and it's all important. But this one the first part of it at least sounds so much like Bach. It's just gotta be related to something that he did. And if anyone can ever, any of you ever can think of what it might be, I'd really appreciate it. Appreciate your knowledge. I call it Bach Revisited. For you now, was number 5 out of my big 5 way back when. And I wrote it for Easter, or it was written for Easter. I really don't like to say I wrote this and I wrote that and stuff, because it's the man upstairs who's really doing it. Because I can do nothing but what I hear, and he just sort of gives it to me, and I don't take the credit for it any more than any of us take the credit for any of the gifts that we have, because they're all given from God. And I may be able to sit here and play on the 12 string and sing a little bit, but each one of us has our own gifts that are really unique and really neat and good and of service. And Tom can just sit there and make us laugh. And I think that's a great gift. And let's see. Mark can make me feel good by letting me beat him in ping pong and all sorts of things. Nothing personal. But this song just came together. It's like his face matches his jacket. This song was written for Easter, and it's just sort of pulling together the Easter story from different Gospels and from Isaiah 53, where it talks about the suffering servant and different things. And it just sort of came together like most of them do. And this is just an Easter song. Solitude in a garden, tears rolled down his cheeks. He waits, knowing the future. His followers are all asleep. Oh, Father, let this cup pass from me. But not as I will, but as thou wilt. Betrayed with a kiss, and taken to Pontius Pilate, mocked and spat upon. Led as a sheep to slaughter, my God, oh my God, why hast thou forsaken the grave lies in defeat. His hands and sides were pierced that we might have peace. Oh, he was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes are he. Oh, praise him. I tried that once and I forgot the punchline. Doing that at Olaf in front of a lot of people. I was telling this joke and going along. I didn't even know. It was one part of the story that was really key. And I just forgot to say it. And I got to the end and I just had this great line and I thought, and it was just there. No one said anything. No one laughed. No one. It was just awful. To be laughed with and not laughed at. Let's see. You know the words to God save the people? Someone's got to know the words. I bet Cindy or Betsy does. Sure you do. We'll start it at least. From Godspell.
Yes, I have words. Natchy, because it was written on the train on the way out here, and we had this really neat conductor who was just crazy. B.W. Walker. It's a really neat guy. He came through and he called us the Natchies because there were all 15 of us were sitting together in this one area of the train, and sort of made ourselves at home and made a mess and created a ruckus. But it was home, and he came through and asked how the Natchies were doing every time. And so this is written on, the first part of it at least is written on the train. And some of you have heard it, parts of it at least. Song, which is for all of you in a special way. And this one, I can't remember exactly where it came up, but I have a feeling it was probably on that rock out there too. And that's where a lot of things came up.
You touch me with a piece of yourself. You smile at me with a piece of yourself. All we have to give is love. All we have to give is love. You talk with me with a piece of yourself. You laugh with me with a piece of yourself. And all we have to give. All we have to give is love. Dance to the tune. Thank you.
says thank you to you for that song. It's, you're all a part of that in a really special way. And we're all a part of that in a really special way. And Holden's a really unique place where people can come together and just be, instead of having to be something that we aren't, or try to be something, we can just sort of be, and be what we are, and relate to people as they are, and learn and grow and become more in being what we are. It's really an exciting place. This place has really turned me around completely. Just after a song like that, there's another one I should do for you. It's called Silent Shadows. And it's sort of my own testimony or what's happened to me. It's in three verses, like most of my songs are in three verses. Like my dad, when he teaches a course, everything, no matter what it is, regardless of what kind of material, he always puts it into a three-point outline, no matter what it is. And we figure we're going to have on his tombstone the epitaph written in a three-point outline. Also on his tombstone, it's funny, everywhere that he goes, he always goes a little bit early. And I know we used to go to Twins games in Minneapolis, and the game starts at 1:30, and we'd be there at 11:30 before batting practice and watch everything, and then leave at the end of the fifth inning because, well, it's already over, we can't miss the traffic jam. Well, he couldn't just have shifted the whole block over a little bit. I don't know, and I'll never understand that. But we'll figure on his tombstone, with a three-point outline, we'll put he came a little bit early. But this song's in three verses. And the first one is sort of what it was like for me before I really came to the Lord. And the second verse was coming to the Lord. So the third verse is what I'd like to say now, especially to you.
Silent shadows rippling on the wall, moving in the wind, they don't hear the call. Lonely without vision, they are weeping for the vision of their souls from God. Call it came, filled with brilliant light, burned away the shadows. His face filled my sight. With his arms he's lifting, I'm unburdened with the shifting of the sands of my own self. I love him now, I love him in the moon, I love him in the mountains, I love him in you, I love him in the beauty of his garden and the city of his people that he did create. Yes, I love him in the beauty of his garden, city of his people that he did create.
That song was originally a Christmas song to my parents 3 Christmases ago now. Oof. I was going by. That was the second song I ever wrote. I actually didn't feel too bad at all. I think I'll do a couple more and then sort of head in for the night. Let's see if I can find what I want to do.
haven't done my John Denver song yet, have I? Do you want to hear a John Denver song or not so much? Everyone always says, it's funny, the first summer I came out here, everyone can't. Anyone ever tell you that you look like John Denver? Yeah. And this is the same kind of guitar John Denver uses. And I've been influenced by him a lot in my style. And so usually, every time I sing somewhere, I do one song just sort of on debt to John Denver. But if you're not too fired up about that, I'll let go of that tonight. Unless you want to hear Rocky Mountain High. See, the syllables work out just right in that one. So you can sing Cascade Mountain High at Holden Village instead of Rocky Mountain High in Colorado. So I usually sing it that way. But I'll... Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'd like to do a song that's just singing. There's no guitar to it. And it's written by Martha Carlson, who I've never heard of. But it was recorded by Jesse Winchester. And the first time I heard it on KQ. Those of you in Minneapolis area know KQRS is a really good radio station. And I was just driving up to the cities and listening to this. And I heard that the first time, I just had to find that song somewhere and buy it and learn it. I just wanted to learn it. And I went to the record shop, and somehow they had the album, and there it was. And I took it home, and the rest of the album isn't any good, but I got the one song. It's sure a neat song. But this is called You Can't Stand Up Alone. One of these days, I'm gonna take a vacation by a quiet and a peaceful shore. And I'll cool my feet in those crystal waters, and I won't have to work anymore. 'Cause my burden has got so heavy, till I can't stand up alone. I must lay my head down on one strong shoulder, 'cause I can't stand up alone. Oh, you can't stand up all by yourself. You can't stand up alone. You need the touch of a mighty hand, 'cause you can't stand up alone. Well, trouble, yes, I have seen trouble all around my door. Go away and leave me, old man Trouble, 'cause I don't want your trouble no more. Oh, you can't stand up all by yourself. You can't stand up alone. You need the touch of a mighty hand, 'cause you can't stand up alone. Well, a voice came down just like thunder, and the light all around me shone, which said, Eric, get up and grab hold of my hand, 'cause you can't stand up alone. Oh, you can't stand up all by yourself. You can't stand up alone. You need the touch of a mighty hand, 'cause you can't stand up alone. You want to hear John Denver? Okay, you wish. I'll sing it the way he does it. It sounds too corny. Don't you want to hear? Do you want to hear? I don't care. We'll see what comes out. Okay. Okay.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he's born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away on the road and hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, but he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. In the Colorado Rocky Mountains, and I've seen it raining fire in the sky. The shadow of the starlight is something in a love. Clouds below, he saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend that kept the memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, forest sand and streets, seeking grace in every step he takes. And a sight has turned inside himself, trying to understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. And the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, and I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Talk to God and listen to the casual. Simple thing he cannot comprehend. Why to try to tear the mountains down, bringing a couple more people, more skies above the land. But the Colorado Rocky Mountain, and I see it rain and fire in the sky. Bye.
question, I know about 4 hours worth of stuff, so we'll stay here as long as you want. I'll sing as long as anyone wants to listen. We sang 4 hours a night for 8 days in a row this Christmas at a Christmas concert. I'm trying to loop the audience up here for you.
You don't get loose.
Okay. Well, I have to start every place I sing. I want to start with a song by Paul Stuckey. It's called John Henry Bosworth. And I sort of like it. Bosworth, late in 68, decided that the time had come to settle his estate. Riots of the summer were creeping in the fall, so he packed his family in a car and chose to leave it all. Oh, out on the open road, with his elbow in the breeze, pulled his woman to him, and he gave her heart a squeeze. With a song that he'd been a-singing, and they waved to the people that passed. All along the highway they went a-winging, headed for their paradise at last. John Henry Bosworth, family on the farm, sitting a tin from a ball of yarn, Kool-Aid's in the kitchen, and buttons up in her bed. Johnny takes a long pull on his pipe and lays his head back in the easy chair with a good book in his hand. He closes his eyes to thank the Lord for making him a lucky man, with a song that he'd been a-singing. Every piece of scripture and every prayer he prayed had led him to this moment of this particular day. Open the doors, he cried, let the brothers and sisters inside. Got everything to give now and nothing left to hide. With a song that he'd been a-singing, tangled down in the valley. Did you know which way to go? Oh, the mountain stream runs pure and clear, and I wish to my soul that I could always be here. But there's a reason for living way down in the valley that only the mountain. alpacas in the forest, heading for their paradise at last. Sort of. This isn't quite. It's a pretty good place, I'd say. This is my cheat sheet. This is a list of the songs I know. So you see me looking here now and then. Number seven. Thirteen. Seven I can't do right now. 13 I can't do right now. I'll do one for you. This is taken from Psalm 96. And it came out the way most of the songs have come out, where I was just sitting down and fooling around on the guitar. Got a nice sort of chord progression, and it sort of worked out. I thought it sounded neat. So I started humming and singing along on top of it, and a little melody sort of came together on it somehow. I just sort of reached over to the Bible and opened up, and there was Psalm 96, and just started singing, and within half an hour, a whole song had come out. And this is exactly the way it was. And so it's sort of appropriate. I don't know if Holden's theme this winter is the same as the summer. It was the mercies of God anew every morning. And this sort of ties into that, and I think is really true and good. And that's sort of the thing that keeps us going. It's the newness with Him, especially if you're here for 9 months or anywhere for 9 months. If you're left to your own, to yourself, it's going to get pretty stale in a hurry. But with God, it makes it all exciting wherever you are, however long you're there. So this is Psalm 96.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth bless His holy name. Proclaim the tidings of His salvation. Tell of His glory among the nations. Tell of His wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great, yes, great is the Lord. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength, for His is all glory. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of His name. Bring an offering and come into His court. Worship the Lord in the splendor of tremble before Him all the earth, and sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth bless His holy name. Proclaim the tidings of His salvation. Tell of His glory among the nations. Tell of His wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great, yes, great is the Lord. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar, and all it contains, let it all rejoice. Let the field exult, and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord, for He is coming to judge the earth. Yes, the Lord will come again, and we'll sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth bless His name. proclaim good tidings of his salvation. Tell of his glory among the nations. Tell of his wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great, yes, great is the Lord. Yes, great is the Lord, and greatly to be
praised. Now that came out this summer, while here, of all funny places to be for a summer. And it came out the same way as the last one, pretty much. Only, almost exactly the same way. It was Christmas Eve day in July. We had Christmas in July out here, and it's really neat. And her brokering that morning had a little session, and he gave me this poem that a lady in the village had written and said, he just felt that there was a song in there, and he asked me to try to find it. So I went out onto this little rock. It's out behind Chalet 3. You go up the little hill, and then there's this rock. It's just right. It's about 8 feet by 8 feet on the top. It's got two little steps up the side to climb up on it, a little tree to hang on to, and it's just right to go sit down and play guitar and do just about everything. And I spent a lot of time out there. And so I just went out there with this poem and just... first thing that I played, absolutely, it was the very first thing that I played. It's what you're going to hear right now. It just came straight out. That night I sang it for the Christmas Eve service. It's called, what did I call it? A Baby Boy. And that's the first line. But it's meant for Christmas and Easter and Christian life in general. It's another... I'm as surprised by it as anyone was that night when Herb gave it to me that morning. He really didn't expect it that night, I don't think. And I was sure surprised as he was. A baby boy, stable boy, a mother's smile, Christmas morn. A muscled man crucified, a mother's cry, then Easter tide. Oh Lord, for crib and cross, for babe and man, for life in death, we praise your name. We praise your name. Oh Lord, we praise your name. Oh Lord, for crib and cross, for babe and man, for life in death, we praise your name. We praise your name, oh Lord, we praise your name. Got my capo up here. I'm going to do another song for you that came out this summer. Well, funny places came out on that same rock. Famous rock, right? I tried to go back. We went snowshoeing last week, and I tried to find it. You just can't find it under 6 feet of snow. Yeah, it was a 2 foot rock now. A little snow around it. But still there in my heart. This one is taken from Psalm 42. Which in Jerusalem Bible is, as the doe longs for running streams, so longs my soul for you, my God.
And there were deer running by as I was sitting on the rock and everything. And so it just was, it really came out really neat. This is from Psalm 42.
As the doe longs for running.
See? Okay. I had it in the wrong key.
As the doe longs for running streams, so longs my soul for you, my God. As the doe longs for running streams, so longs my soul for you, my God. I have no food but tears, both night and day, and people say to me that my God has gone away. As the doe longs for running streams, so longs my soul for you, my God. As the doe longs for running streams, so longs my soul for you, my God. Send out your light and truth to guide. Lead me to your holy mountain, the place where you abide. Oh, as the doe longs for running streams, so longs my soul for you, my God. As the doe longs for running streams, so longs my soul for you, my God. Why so downcast my soul? Why do you sigh? Put your hope in God, for your Savior draweth nigh. And as the doe longs for running streams, so longs my soul for you, my God. As the doe longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God. Come to me.
It's another song, I think. You have to bear with me a little bit. There's another song that, to me, seems to be saying, seems to be asking for God to come. And it's a song written by Leo Kottke. This is Leo Kottke. I don't know if you've heard of him. He had a poll taken of guitarists, and not counting classical guitar, but folk and country and all the different guitars besides classical, and he was rated as the top guitarist in the world overall. And I really respect his work. He plays a 12-string, and I've got all his albums, and I listen and turn green every time I listen to him. And I sat down and I said, I'm going to learn a Leo Kaki song. So I went through and I found the easiest song out of all of his. And I simplified it, and I learned it. And it's called Tiny Island. And it starts out sometimes, let's see, there's two verses, I always mix them up. Well, there's three verses, the first and the last are the same almost. I wish I could find a tiny island floating in the sea. And somehow I feel like that pretty often, where I wish I could find a tiny island floating in the sea. Especially at college, when there's so much activity all over the place and there's so much going on. And besides books, I've got meetings and this and that and activities and all sorts of things to keep track of. And I just want to find a tiny island and just sit under a palm tree and drink coconut juice or something. Just do something besides being so busy. And then the last verse, sometimes I feel like a tiny island. And somehow in the midst of all that activity and being surrounded with people and constantly working with them, it's still easy to feel like a tiny island and feel alone in the midst of much. So this song sort of, I think, is calling out to God, even though I don't think Leo Kaki recognized what he was doing. But I think we can all relate to it in one way or another. Wish I could find a tiny island floating in the sea. Palm tree sway, don't get in the way. It's a tropical ease. And everywhere that I keep my silence, no sound returns to me. Just endless waves at the end of our days, the sighing of the sea. But yesterday's gone, don't know where I come from, wonder where I'm going. The very last time that you saw me on, I thought it was understood that I'd be gone for a very long time, might be gone for good. And all that time, all the time, I thought you would never fall. It did not dawn across my mind the time that you lost it all. But yesterday's gone, don't know where I come from, wonder where I'm going. Sometimes I feel like a tiny island floating in the sea. Palm tree sway, don't get in the way, it's a tropical ease. And everywhere that I keep my silence, no sound returns to me. Just endless waves at the end of our days, the sighing. But yesterday's gone, don't know where I come from, wonder where I'm going. I think you might have guessed by now that I'm going to have a song in response to that one. And I do, because When we feel like tiny islands, when we want to try to find a tiny island, when we're crying out for God to come to us, it's exactly what he does. And he's so good about that. That one of my favorite psalms is Psalm 34, where it says, "The Lord is near to the crushed in spirit and does not forsake the brokenhearted." And when we're down and out, when we're wasted of ourselves, he comes to us and he's close to us. And he somehow puts a rest and a peace and a hope in there that couldn't be there otherwise. And it's really exciting to live that Christian life, because he is there. And he's real. He's not just this vague spiritual principle operating in love and beauty and goodness and this and that. He's a real person who comes to us. And this song is the very first one I ever wrote that I sang for anyone and didn't feel too embarrassed about it to even do it. Because if any of you are trying to write songs, you know how hard it is. And it wasn't any easier for me, and it isn't any easier for me. Because I've got a stack of about 30 or 40 sitting in a little corner of a drawer in my room that I wrote before anything I was happy with ever came out. It was a couple years of just struggling along with it before anything really happened. And this was the very first one. It was, it's over 2 years old now, I guess. So it's called "The Lord Will Never Fail Me."
The Lord will never fail me, even if I stumble or I fall. His arms, they circle round about me. He lifts me up when on his name I call. And he comes and is not harsh. His voice is gentle as the breeze. His love comes tumbling down in torrents. I find myself in his peace. And often I run to his shelter, knowing I can't make it on my own. Crippled by the loneliness of living, I need to find his rest, to find my home. And he comes and is not harsh or angry, for his voice is gentle as the breeze. His love comes tumbling down toward in his peace. And if all around there is darkness, you just can't find any light. Lift your eyes unto Jesus and let his grace fill your sight. And he'll come and be not harsh or angry, for his voice is gentle as the breeze. His love comes tumbling down in torrents, and you find yourself in his
earlier for a little blues type number. I'd like to do one for all of you who have been through any sort of registration procedures for anything in your life. I think you relate to this song called The Registration Blues. And I wrote this last year. I started at Olaf. My very first semester, my first registration, there were 24 slots, and I had time number 23. And by the time I got in there, everything was closed that I wanted. And it took me an hour and a half, and I got out, and I was so frazzled. They have the pictures that they take at the end of your sessions, end of your registration, that's going to go on your little calf card and in the yearbook and all this stuff. And my hair is just out, and my eyes are wide open. I'm just sort of spaced out. After that registration, I thought, this is college. But it's supposed to take 20 minutes or 15 or something, the most half an hour. I was in there for an hour and a half scraping things around. And for Olaf people, you know what I mean, when I ended up with 4 3/4 courses somehow. First semester freshman year. I don't know how I scraped into that or how I got through it. But the way they do it, for those of you who haven't registered at Olaf, is you go in and you wait in the line for A through H and I through N and all these little lines, and you wait in line for a long time, and you finally get into the big gymnasium, and everything is just all in this one huge room. And they've got, over on one wall, they've got these overhead projectors that have lists of departments in different places, and they say all the courses that have already filled. And you look over there, and you try to work out your schedule so you don't have to get up before 10 o'clock in the morning. And you've got every Tuesday, Thursday off. You, of course, don't have anything Saturday morning. You get it all worked out, and you go in there, and of course they're all closed, because everyone else already went in there and thought the same thing. So you have to work things out and figure out your schedule according to that. And it's just sort of a mess. So this is the registration blues. Well, I looked in the door and the line's a half mile long. As I looked in the door and the line's a half mile long. There's enough to make me sing this sad song. Well, I sit down with my advisor and see what I wanna take. I sit down with my advisor and see what I want to take. With a heavy load like that load, they'll have to take me away in a crate. Well, I look over to the wall and the courses I wanted all just closed. So I look over to the wall and the courses I wanted all just closed. I pull out my hair, but I pull out so much already it doesn't show. Well, when I finally get out of that place, I'm frustrated down to my shoes. Yes, when I finally get out of that place, I'm frustrated down to my shoes. I guess I got what they call the registration. Registration at Olaf, which don't have to go through again until May. I'd like to do a song for you now that goes under various titles. I guess I finally settled on Happy as the Man, to call it. And I had no idea what I was doing when I wrote it. It's one of those strange things that just sort of came, losing myself here, just sort of came out. And I think you're picking on me.
Go away.
Two of my very favorite songs that have ever came out the same morning. And they were the second and third songs after that other one that I sang. That was the first that was ever happening. I remember the first, no, this was the third and fourth, that's right. I remember I got that one song, and I could go places if people asked me to sing, and I had a song I could sing, and I didn't mind singing. And then finally another one came out, and gosh, I got two songs, so when they like the first one, I can sing another one. Which didn't happen so often, but I usually force the second one out of them anyway. But then one morning, the third and the fourth ones came out just in a row, and then another one came later, and for about 6 months I had the big five of my favorite songs. I could sing five songs anywhere. And then they kept on coming, and got the big 44 or whatever. Not quite that, but it's there. But this is called Happy as the Man. It's taken from Matthew chapter 4, where all the crowds were coming to Jesus, and the word is being spread abroad, and he was healing all sorts of people, and he was saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so it's happy as the man, or all sorts of things. You'll catch, I think it's a real free paraphrase of what's going on there. This is happy as the man.
Come to hear this man speak of him, of light and love. Some become sick, and the crowd soon become thick, wanting to see this man from above. Come one and come all, listen to the call. Come and see the Savior of your soul.
Up for that song. They usually go. It's terrible when that happens. You're playing along, just going just great. And the way a pick does that is it starts to just sort of crack on the side. And the more you're strumming, the more it bends and the more it wants to crack more. And all of a sudden you're playing and then it cracks or it catches on a string and it just goes flying. Obviously, you're sitting there playing like crazy and there's no pick in your hand. So if you're playing something important, you usually have I usually have a pick sitting on my knee, and if it's just an instrumental piece, I have it in my mouth. Remember that happened once. I played guitar for Godspell at St. Olaf last year, and there was the opening song, one of the opening songs, God Save the People, and I was the only one playing in the start, and it was a real loud, fast song. And I got carried away one of the performances and broke three picks in one through one song. And I was playing with one and it went flying off, and I quick grab, and hopefully no one noticed that I had to keep grab another one. That went, and I grabbed another one and kept going. Somehow kept it up. And I'd sing some of those for you tonight, except that I just played guitar for it and I never bothered to learn the words. And so you're welcome if you want to hear the guitar part. You can, but I don't have to sing it, do you? So one of these years I should learn the words to them. I'd like to do a fairy tale for you now, I guess, which came out two summers ago. I was reading The Hobbit by Tolkien and loving every minute of it and thought that was really pretty good. And I'd read The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis, and I just thought there's a lot that can be said and gotten out of fairy tales. And, excuse me?
Rich.
She just wants to
see on
tape.
Yeah. So I sat down and made a meager sort of fairy tale myself. And C.S. Lewis has a way of making the Chronicles, the symbolism so beautiful and so neat, but not, I mean, just super apparent. I mean, you sort of have, I mean, you have to really think about it. And I tried, and I can't do that. So this is about a good king and his son, who is a master locksmith, who went about setting people free. And so I think you can see what I'm driving at with that in a hurry. But I'll sing it for you anyway.
Once upon a time in the years of yore, there lived a great and mighty king. He ruled the land with grace and truth, and all of the people loved their king. And happiness went throughout the land. They all had good health and were prosperous. Travelers came from far and wide to see the king, and they could stay and live with him if they did true. And the mountains and the hills, the